Dave and Doreen,
the morning KLH.
Do you guys suffer from allergies?
Yeah, seasonal, yes.
Seasonal.
Very much so, seasonal.
Okay, same with me. And I have to say that when I was younger, I didn't have any allergies at all. Really?
I was in my probably late 30s, early 40s.
Right, same with me. Mm-hmm. 30s, 40s, somewhere in there. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said allergy seasons now have 21% more pollen than 3 decades ago. Health departments across the United States have started to warn that high pollen levels could mean exacerbated symptoms, itchy, watery eyes, runny noses, sneezing, hives, coughing. The USDA says recent research has shown pollen seasons are now starting 20 days earlier and are 10 days longer than they were back in 1990.
Why? Why is that?
I will tell you.
Okay.
A mix of climate change and more carbon emissions in the atmosphere. Obviously, plants feed off of carbon dioxide. And the more carbon dioxide that's released into the air, the more pollen gets released into the air as well. Allergies occur when the immune system views food, medicine, things in the environment as harmful, and it overreacts. The immune system then releases chemical compounds, histamine, which causes those hallmark symptoms of all the allergies.
Right, that's why we take antihistamines.
There you go. Mm-hmm. In 2021, approximately 81 million people in the United States were diagnosed, just like us, with seasonal allergies. They say if patients have more severe reactions to allergens, not all medications will be effective. And if you're not sure if your symptoms are linked to allergies or if they're something else, you should visit your doctor, clearly an allergist or an immunologist.
Mm-hmm.
And they suggest being proactive rather than reactive. And this is Dr. Sutton from ABC News analyzing ways that we can all prepare for this allergy season.
Like number one, air purifiers, those HEPA filters, those high efficiency particulate air filters, you want to change them, especially if you're about to start your air conditioner. You want to change your filter on your air conditioner, keeping your windows closed during windy days or when there's a lot of yard work outside. And if you're going to reach for nasal products, for example, nasal steroids or nasal irrigation, or nasal washes, you want to reach for nasal steroids and avoid or limit nasal decongestants. Paying attention to the box, and then, of course, talking to your doctor because you might be a candidate for other treatments.
Once again, that's Dr. Sutton. He's from ABC News. And we suffer from seasonal allergies. We're lucky that we don't suffer from something like a peanut allergy, which is what Kelsey Cook has to deal with.
We're a nerdy family. Like, I have the deadly peanut allergy, but some people just think I'm on a diet because last week I turned down a peanut butter cookie and the woman said, "Oh, come on, live a little." I was like, "I'm actually trying to live a lot." Not counting calories, just dodging death. I have so many allergies. I'm allergic to latex. Found that one out in a fun way. Yeah, my biggest fear is a peanut butter and condom sandwich. And it's scary because I'm actually allergic to most allergy medicines. Yeah, I'm like the millennial mascot, right? All millennials' immune systems look like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. All fragile and exposed. Older generations aren't scared of things like gluten, right? Old people are made of toast.